This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Government declares all districts of Madhya province as disaster-affected area. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli addresses question-answer session in House of Representatives, vows action against corruption, emphasizes transitional justice and employment. 203 stranded people in various parts of Tibet rescued and brought to Tatopani. And China seeks to strengthen cooperation at trade talks with U.S. Now the news in detail. The government of Nepal has officially declared Madhya province a disaster crisis zone for the next 3 months. The decision was made during a cabinet meeting following a proposal by Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak. This move comes in response to a severe drought, reduced groundwater recharge and the alarming depletion of water sources, largely due to unchecked exploitation of the Turay region. These conditions have led to an acute shortage of drinking water and have severely disrupted the province irrigation systems. Earlier, the Madhya province government had recommended their declaration, which was promptly supported by the Ministry of Home Affairs. The Madhesi Commission has also expressed serious concern, calling the water crisis a matter of human rights. It has urged all levels of government to coordinate effectively and announced a relief package for farmers affected by the drought. The Commission is also demanding immediate compensation for crop losses and the installation of deep boring wells to ensure alternative irrigation sources. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has firmly stated that no corruption case proven with facts will be pardoned. Addressing lawmakers in the meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday, the Prime Minister assured that all those involved in corruption will be punished. Highlighting decisions from the latest cabinet meeting, Prime Minister Oli announced the declaration of Madhya province as a natural disaster hit area. He pleased to mobilize all available resources to ensure drinking water and irrigation facilities for the affected region. On the topic of transitional justice, Prime Minister Oli reaffirmed the government's commitment to concluding the remaining task of the peace process and ensuring justice for survivors of past conflicts. Addressing the issue of youth migration, Prime Minister Oli stressed the importance of generating domestic employment. He declared the decade from 2082 to 2092 BS as the internal employment promotion decade, aiming to create jobs and reintegrate migrant returnees to productive sector. The Prime Minister highlighted the significance of political unity, noting that cooperation between Nepali Congress and CPN-UML, despite ideological differences, has helped the country navigate critical political challenges. He credited leaders B.P. Koirala and Pushpalal Shrestha for laying the foundation of joint efforts for democracy, which culminated in the 1990 People's Movement. Meanwhile, the House of Representatives unanimously approved a proposal to consider the Sheep Operation and Management Bill 2081 BS, which originated in the National Assembly. Lawmakers have been invited to submit amendments to the Federal Parliament Secretariat. 203 Nepali nationals stranded in various regions of China's autonomous region Tibet have been brought back to Nepal. In coordination with the Government of Nepal and the Ministry of Home Affairs, the Chinese authorities rescued and brought them to the Tatopani border yesterday, after which they returned to Nepal. Following the flood on the 8th of July in Bhote Kosi, the Miteri Bridge in Raswa was swept away, disrupting the Timore-Kerung Road. The Chief District Officer of Sindhu Palcho, Kiran Thapa, along with officials from security agencies, received the returning Nepalis at the border. The Bhote Kosi Rural Municipality arranged food and refreshments for the returnees. Transportation from the border to Kathmandu was managed using a total of 7 buses. As a result of the road blockage, many Nepalis who had travelled to Kerung, Kailash and Mount Sarovar through the Raswa border earlier in the month were left stranded in parts of Tibet. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung yesterday made public the decisions taken by the Council of Ministers meeting held on the 20th of July. Minister Gurung said the government had approved the signing of letter of exchange with the Chinese government regarding the implementation of the Bone Marrow Transplantation Medical Center project at BP Koirala Memorial Cancer Hospital at Bharatpur, Chitwan. In a press conference organized at his office, Minister Gurung mentioned that the government decided to form a talk team led by Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Finance to hold a talk with the World Bank on accepting $10 million grant assistance for the public finance project. Also, the government spokesperson Gurung said the cabinet decided to approve participation of ministers and secretaries of various ministries in international events. The House of Representatives meeting is scheduled for 1 p.m. today. As per the agenda of the meeting, the Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizen is scheduled to present a proposal seeking consideration of the House over the Human Trafficking and Transportation Control First Amendment Bill 2081. Similarly, the Minister for Education, Science and Technology will present a proposal seeking consideration over the Tilganga I University Bill 2081, which originated in the National Assembly. Furthermore, three parliamentary committees, including the International Relations and Tourism Committee under the House of Representatives and National Assembly's Public Policy and Delegated Legislation Committee and Legislative Management are meeting today. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba has said the role of honorary consular generals would be pivotal to drive the economic diplomacy in a dynamic and result-oriented manner. Inaugurating a program organized in Kathmandu yesterday on the occasion of the 18th General Assembly and Establishment Day of the organization, comprising of Nepali business persons who have been taking charge of honorary consulate general from 66 countries across the globe. She urged the honorary consulate generals to extend support to the government which is in favor of benefiting the country through economic diplomacy. The Nepal Police Headquarters has issued a circular to all police officers across the country not to publish photos and videos of individuals arrested in any incident or crime. Nepal Police spokesperson DIG Binod Khimire said that the police headquarters has instructed its subordinate units not to bring photos and videos of arrestees to public domain either through press conferences or disclosure of information about the arrestees. The Office of the Attorney General has issued a circular to all subordinate units based on the directive given to the police headquarters prohibiting publication of pictures and video. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. China has said it will seek to strengthen cooperation with the United States at next week's trade talks in Stockholm. According to the AFP, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said that he would meet his Chinese counterparts in Stockholm next week for tariff talks. Talking to the reporters, Treasury Secretary Bessent said that the third round of high-level negotiations would see a likely postponement of a mid-August deadline for levies to snap back to steeper levels. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Guo Jiakun said that Beijing hoped the two sides could work together on the basis of equality, respect and mutual benefit. China's vice premier will attend the talks in the Swedish capital. Washington and Beijing slapped escalating tit-for-tat levies on each other's exports earlier this year, reaching triple-digit levels, stalling trade between the world's two biggest economies as tensions surged. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Kosi, Bagmati, Kandaki, Karnali and Sudhur Paschim province and partly cloudy in the hilly regions of rest of the parts of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of hilly region of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpashchim province and at a few places of rest of the provinces. There are also chances of light rainfall and snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government declares all districts of Madhya province as disaster-affected area. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli addresses question-answer session in House of Representatives, vows action against corruption, emphasizes transitional justice and employment. 203 stranded people in various parts of Tibet rescued and brought to Tatopani. And China seeks to strengthen cooperation at trade talks with U.S. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.